Hi, Phil.
Melissa, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to talk with you again, especially about one of my favorite subjects, food.
Excellent. Oh, I'm happy to talk to you, too.
Well, Melissa, the holidays are here. Christmas around the corner. We got Hanukkah starting up real soon. And I guess no matter what you're celebrating, you're the person to talk to when it comes to figuring out some food dishes that will dazzle our family and friends when it comes time for the holiday meal.
Yeah, absolutely. That is my business. That is what I love to do. At New York Times Cooking, we have an entire thousands of recipes, an entire library of recipes that'll do just that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. But I can ask you, Melissa, when it comes to your holiday, what are some of your favorite traditions when it comes to not just food, but just in general? What do you like to? What's your favorite part of it?
You know, my favorite part of it is we have a latke party that I just love. I love latkes. Hanukkah is, you know, it's just around the corner. And it's a special party because if you've ever made latkes, you know that they do take a little bit of work. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's no way to show people you love them so much as giving them a just fried, still hot potato pancake. Because it's like an act of love. I mean, they're crispy on the outside, they're tender on the inside. And what I love to do is instead of just the traditional toppings for latkes, which are sour cream and applesauce, mm-hmm. I do an entire latke toppings bar, which I think is really fun. So I'll do smoked salmon. I'll do salmon roe is really good.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds better than applesauce.
So much better than applesauce, right? That's what I think. You have to have the applesauce for the purists out there.
Of course. You got to have it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes I do a brisket. I will actually do a brisket. I'll shred it up and put that out. And then you can take your latke, put your brisket on top, and then applesauce on top of that. Oh, it's so good. And I will tell you right now, I make the best latkes. I have the best recipe.
I do not doubt you. I mean, you're the expert.
I have a trick that I want to share with your listeners, if that's okay.
Oh, definitely.
So here's the trick to making the best latkes or potato pancakes. Whenever you grate your potatoes, mm-hmm. before you fry them, you want to just put them in a dish towel and squeeze the heck out of them over the sink. And you're going to be shocked at how much liquid comes out. But those dry potato gratings will fry up so much more crispy than if you left the moisture in there. Because, you know, when you fry anything, before you get browning, the moisture has to evaporate, right?
Exactly,
yeah. So if you squeeze out all that liquid, yeah, it's just so much better. So this is a trick for everyone. Squeeze your potatoes before you make your latkes. And my recipe at the New York Times has onion, and it's really simple, but it's perfect.
I love it. And potatoes, for the longest time, have been getting like this bad rap, you know. But recently, they're saying now potatoes, they're actually way better for you than they thought. Who knew?
Yeah, you know, the thing about potatoes is they're really good for you. It's just what you do to them.
Exactly.
Sometimes maybe, like, you know, the frying and the cream. But this is the holiday season, so we're just gonna you know, go for it. And we'll worry about getting healthy in January.
Nobody's sticking to a diet at the holidays. Nobody.
Exactly.
It's time to eat. Well, I love it. And latkes, I mean, who doesn't love a good potato pancake? I know I do. And that's great. You can even add that if you're not celebrating Hanukkah, if you're celebrating Christmas, latkes are something you can add to your Christmas meal too, because who doesn't like potato pancakes?
Exactly. And I mean, just, you know, potato pancakes are, they're an absolutely classic winter meal. They're not just for Hanukkah. They are for anytime you want to eat something warming and crispy and delicious and potato-y, which is pretty much all the time, actually. You can make potato pancakes any time of year. But they're great for Christmas because they're very celebratory. In fact, I would pair them. They go great with, you know, traditional Christmas main courses, like a lot potato pancake, mm-hmm. with a beautiful crown roast, a beautiful crown roast of pork, or a pork roast, or a turkey, or, you know, a nice beef tenderloin. It's a delicious combination.
And a little something different than just plain old mashed potatoes, too, which is kind of nice.
Yep.
Well, let's explore.
Or you can also do potato gratin. If you're into potatoes, potato gratin, make it ahead, throw it in the oven. It's delicious.
You're talking my language. Let's explore some of the Christmas meal ideas for those looking to try something new and delicious this year. I mean, there is an option. the roast with the latkes and add the latkes to it. But let's talk like a full course thing. What would you have on hand for somebody looking for something traditional, but yet something different than what they've done every year?
Yeah, you know, I have an idea that I think works really well, particularly for this Christmas, because, you know, people want to make a festive meal, right? Maybe they haven't had their families over in a couple of years. They want to really make something special. But, you know, there is inflation out there. Prices at the supermarket have been going up.
Yeah.
And we also want to be mindful, right, of our pocketbooks. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, you know, maybe this year, pick an economical cut of meat, like a pork roast. So if you get a pork shoulder, or also called a pork butt,
yeah,
it is one of the least expensive pork cuts out there. And it's so delicious. It's just one of my favorites to make, because you do it low and slow in the oven, but it's so easy. You just season it with, I like to do some garlic and herbs, like rosemary. It makes it taste like a porchetta. And you just do it, you know, just rub that all over your pork roast, throw it in the oven, and that's it. It's 10 minutes of preparation. It takes a couple hours to roast, but you can be doing other things while that's just in the oven doing its thing. And then when it comes out, you've got the golden brown crispy top. It's soft in the middle. It's just seasoned with garlic and herbs, and it's unexpected. And if people in your house love pork, they will go crazy for a porchetta pork roast.
Oh, that sounds delicious. And, you know, some of the toppings I've been seeing people doing with pork are on, like, the sweet side, too. I've been seeing people do, like, with, like, berries and glazes and things like that, which is pretty awesome. So that sounds amazing.
Yeah, you know, yeah, pork can go either way. It's so adaptable. You can do it with a sweet, you know, you can do it with, like, pineapple or berries, like you said. But if you want to do that super savory, garlicky, herby thing, porchetta pork roast is, that is going to be your recipe. We're going to come back to this.
So are we side dishing that with latkes? What are we side dishing that with?
Oh my God, that would be a great combination.
We can
side dish it with latkes. Actually, you know, latkes are smart to do with the porchetta roast, because that's in your oven. So your stovetop is clear. So you could be frying some potato pancakes while your pork roast, you know, does its thing. Another thing, though, I mean, if you're going to have the oven going anyway, you might as well do a casserole in there at the same time. So that's another way to go, to do, like we said, a potato gratin. Or I have a crazy idea for you.
Okay.
What about stuffing? Okay. Every time Thanksgiving comes and goes, people are like, why don't we eat more stuffing? Why don't we eat stuffing all year long? How come we just eat it at Thanksgiving? And there's no reason. Stuffing is delicious. So why not serve it at Christmas too? So I would say your favorite stuffing recipe, you know, do it in a casserole dish next to your pork roast, and it's such a good meal.
I have a great recipe for stuffing. I really do. It's called Stovetop. Yeah. Have you heard of it?
I have, but I got a better one. And you can find the New York Times cooking online.
I'll have to check that one out.
Cornbread.
I think I just said the S word, Stovetop.
You know what, though? That one is great, too.
Oh, but now...
I think it's whatever your family loves. You know what I mean? It's like the family traditions. It's not... It's like sometimes if it's mom's stuffing that she's always made and stovetop, then you gotta do it.
We always have to have two stuffings, because there's the, you know, the one person that doesn't want the homemade one. They want the stuff out of the box. So we always have to have two. But that's okay, you know? I like the homemade stuff myself.
More the merrier at the holidays. Why not?
Well, let's talk desserts.
Okay. All right. So what do you do? What's traditional in your family? Like, what do you guys do? Do you do cakes? Do you do pies?
Pies. Usually pies. We do pumpkin pies, apple pies, typically cheesecake is usually a... above.
All of the above are so... Well, I have something that's like a little out of the box for you that's a little bit different than what you normally do, but actually I think would work well if you have more than one dessert. You could have your pies and your cakes. And then what about having a traditional trifle? Like a, you know, like a British trifle with pudding and cake and booze and whipped cream and fruit all in one bowl. You can make it ahead. It is so stunning because, you know, if you have a big glass bowl, you see the layers on the side. It's not hard to do. I mean, it takes a lot of steps, but they're easy steps. They're not hard.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you make it a couple of days ahead and it gets better as it sits. And then you just bring it out to the table, and next to your cake or your pie, you have a big spoonful of pudding on your plate, and nobody's going to be sad about that.
I've never had trifle before, but now I want one.
Well, do you like pudding?
I love all that. Everything you mentioned, I love. And I'm going to go get that recipe. And I think we're going to make that this year because that sounds awesome. I love it.
It's really good. And you can use whatever fruit you have. Like, you know, if you want to use berries, but you can also use citrus is really good in a trifle. It's really adaptable. And it's a lot of fun to make, too.
Now, I was looking on here and there's a mention of a brisket with horseradish. I'm going to say this wrong. Gremolata.
You said it perfectly. That's exactly right. Yeah, no, I mean that. Okay, so gremolata is usually made with garlic, parsley, and lemon zest. Mm-hmm. And it's like this pungent, sort of really intense garnish that you put on braised meat. And it's traditional with osso buco, which is an Italian braised veal. But it works with any kind of braised meat because it's so like, you know how when you have braised meat, like brisket, it's very rich.
Yeah.
And you want something bright alongside to kind of perk it up. And so what I do for my gremolata version is I use horseradish instead of garlic. And it's just, it's bright. It is, you know, herby from the parsley. It still has the lemon. And it takes like 1.5 minutes to do. And it's just so great to have. You can do it with pretty much any braised meat you like. But I think with brisket, it's such a good combination. It's a great Hanukkah dish, and it's also great for Christmas.
Now, you cook your brisket. Do you roast your brisket? Or how do you prepare your brisket?
You know, I've done it all kinds of ways over the years. I think the thing about brisket is you really want to make sure to go low and slow. Mm-hmm. You want it to, and you need it to do it in a moist environment. So if you're doing it in the oven, you want to do it in a Dutch oven so that it's covered, or in if you put it in a roasting pan, you need to cover it tightly with foil. Because the thing about a brisket is it needs to braise. It needs to cook in a little bit of liquid, but it needs a moist environment in order to just fall apart and get that great brisket texture. The recipe online, I think you do in a Dutch oven. I also have done it in a slow cooker or an Instant Pot, and that works. Those work really well, too, because of the moist environment, right?
Definitely.
And then it's just, you know, all of those aromatics getting into that meat.
Would your gremolata, I'm sorry, I knew I was going to say it wrong, gremolata, would that go well with like a prime rib, too, if you wanted to say you're doing something prime rib?
Yeah, that would be great, especially because prime rib and horseradish, like, that's such a classic combination. And so this is a little bit of a different take on horseradish instead of, you know, a cream sauce, which is a normal, like, you know, beef, roast beef accompaniment. This is the horseradish, but it's got herbs and lemon, which I actually like better. I think it's lighter. And I just think it's also prettier because you've got the green from the herbs and you have the yellow from the lemon. It's really lovely.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and being a part of my Christmas week that I do every year on the Kix 95.3 Morning Show. We're going to post some links to your recipes and whatnot with a copy of this interview on our website as well at kix953.com. And it's always fun talking with you. I love your recipe ideas and look forward to talking with you again for yet another holiday down the road.
Wonderful. Well, happy holidays, and you take care.
You too. Thank you.